Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Hello and welcome to the Player Spotlight presented to you by NFLDraftBible.com. I'm your host, Football Rob, and today we are joined by Devontae Shannon of Buffalo University, played for the Buffalo Bulls in the MAC Conference, had a tremendous season, one of only four players in conference history to win all MAC first team honors 4 years in a row. Devontae, how's it going, my friend?
No, great, sir. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Definitely a pleasure. Now, I just mentioned four times first-team All-MAC performer. What was the key to your success being so consistent for those 4 years of college?
Yes, well, first I want to just give honor to God. And, you know, nothing would be possible without him. But I think all my success has come from the support of my family and my support of my teammates and coaches, and they put me in the right positions at times and asked me to make a play, and during those times I made the play, and may all honor goes to my coaches and teammates and players.
And, you know, you had a tremendous individual season with 120 tackles, four interceptions, your career high four interceptions, but the team struggled pretty much the whole season, only two wins the whole year. What was the problem that didn't allow you guys to have the success that you guys are used to?
Right, yeah. It was a tough season, but I think some of the problems was not being able to be consistent. At times, we showed good signs of being able to play great. We would score, we would make stops on defense. At times, when we really needed to make those stops and we needed to score, we didn't. And it showed on the game day, and we lost those games.
Is there anything in particular that you think you could have done better this season, or do you think that you just left it all out there on the field and you did the best you possibly could do with the hand that you were dealt this year?
Yes, I mean, every season in a play coming from high school, I always try to leave it all out on the field and put my teammates and put my team defense in the best positions to win the game, and I believe I did that this year. And I mean, it's just tough. We couldn't come up with the W's that we needed.
Now, I got a tough question here for you. Would you trade your All-MAC first-team honors for a shot at the MAC championship?
Oh, yes, sir, any day. You know, I mean, I play this game for my teammates, my coaching staff, and all the individual awards really don't mean nothing if you don't win the championship. Because that's the goal you set at the beginning of the season, you know, and it is tough not being able to do that. But I'll trade that in any day.
All right, that's good to know. Very good answer, by the way. Very good answer. Also wanted to know about some of your former teammates. You guys have had some players go to the NFL recently, Namon Roosevelt and James Starks, both in the NFL. What do you think those two players have meant to your career, going up against them in practice pretty much most of your college career?
Right. Like you said, they're two outstanding players that I've been able to play with for the last couple of years of my career. And, I mean, they bring a great intensity, great athleticism every day at practice, and being able to hold Namon during practice, being able to play against Starks, tackle Starks, and it's been great for me, great learning experience for me. And now that they're in the NFL, it makes me feel like, you know what I mean, it gives me some more confidence that I can play in the same league as them.
Now, have you kept in touch with these two guys? If they told you anything about what are you going to expect coming, you know, coming up into the draft? Have you contacted them at all this season?
Like my whole career, I've been at Buffalo. We always consider each other as brothers, and we've always been real close, us three. And they've been here for me right now because they've been through the same situation that I'm going through right now. They've been calling me, giving me updates, and giving me advice, and I really appreciate their concern.
And also, not only did you play with those two great players, Starks and Roosevelt, but you were high school teammates with Terrell Pryor, I understand. What was it like playing with him? I mean, that guy's a tremendous player. Might even be a first or second round draft pick when he comes out. What was that like?
Oh man, it was tremendous. even from growing up from 8th grade and he's in 7th grade, we played basketball together, football together. He always been an outstanding athlete and one of the, especially one of the fastest athletes we had around here. But he always had a great mind, a great love for the game, and he always played hard. And we always try to push each other in practice. And even now, me in college, we always try to, he's doing great. I'm trying to do great, you know. So we always try to feed off each other. But he's having a great, outstanding career at Ohio State, and I wish him the best.
And right now, he's currently a junior at Ohio State University. He said that he would stay for his senior season, but since you know him, you must have some dirt on the situation. Is he really staying, or is he going to go pro? What do you think?
I really haven't got a chance to talk to him about.
Really? You haven't talked to him at all?
No, I mean, he's getting ready for a bowl game. You know, I don't really want to. I know a lot of people already ask him a lot. So, I mean, I just try to be a friend and just try to be there for him and try to help him stay focused for this bowl game, for him to get this W. But pretty sure whatever decision that he makes is going to be the best for him.
All right, so couldn't get any information out of you, Terrell, but that's all right. That's all right. I didn't expect you to hang about to dry like that, but you can't blame me for trying though. But you know, going back to your situation, you know, you're coming up here in a situation where you might have to sign with an agent pretty soon. Have you looked into that? What's the progress with that, and what's that experience been like for you, looking for an agent for the first time in your life?
Right, it's been a great learning experience. Just, I mean, you know, it's always been your dream to want to go play in the NFL, and when you're getting a lot of agents calling you, and it's like it's surreal, like it's really here now. So it's been a great learning experience, and just trying to find out who's best for me right now, and my family and coaches is helping me with that. So it's getting pretty close to who I want to be with right now.
It's almost like choosing a college to play for, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to let anybody down, but I mean, I have to make the best choice for me and my family, and whoever I feel comfortable with. So, it's definitely like being like picking a college.
So you know, your draft situation right now, you know, a lot of people are projecting you 6th, 7th round, maybe a priority free agent in training camp. So you're kind of on the outside looking in. What do you think you need to do in the next 3 to 4 months to improve your draft stock and show NFL teams that you're a worthy player?
Well, I think I'm going to have to just continue to grind hard and train hard, and I just put myself in the best positions to show the scouts and teams that I'm ready to play and that I'm a great player and they can count on me. And I think these next 2 months is going to be critical in doing that. And I think I'm going to be able to show the scouts a lot and open their eyes come pro day or combine.
All right. So what are some of the things that you think you need to work on? And also, what are some of the things that you think it's your strength? Because I see you have 4 interceptions, and I also see you have 120 tackles. So it looks like you can stop the run, and you can also defend the pass. So what are some of the things you think you need to work on in the next couple of months?
I think one of the most important things is being able to run a fast time, being able to have my speed up where it's supposed to be. So I'm going to be working with some trainers and being able to get that down. And one of the things I think that I do well is obviously tackle. And I always pride myself on being able to tackle a guy just to be able to break a man down against his own will. It's like one of the biggest things I pride myself on. So that's one of my strong points, I believe.
All right. You like to go in there and just smack somebody, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So who was the biggest influence in your career in terms of a professional player that you looked up to since you were a young kid?
Ever since I've been in high school, I think one of my biggest influences was Troy Polamalu. I mean, obviously, we played the same position, but I know my senior year, I was able to meet him at this banquet that we have for the top players in Pittsburgh, and just being able to hear him talk and being able to meet him was one of the best experiences of my life. And he's a great player and one of the players I like to strive myself after to be like. So definitely Troy Polamalu.
Wow, you got to meet Troy Polamalu. Did you touch his hair at all?
No, sir, but I got a picture on my my grandmother got a picture of both of us on her refrigerator. And she always asks me, why did not touch his hair? But I said, I didn't want to.
Wow, she asked you the same thing.
Right, I didn't want to be too creepy to him.
Yeah, that would be very creepy. So that was a good play by your part, not touching his hair. Definitely, definitely a smart play. But, you know, other than his hair, I mean, he's an unbelievable player, a hard-hitting guy, smart player as well. What do you think is the key to his success? Do you think it's more so the physicalness of what he plays with, or do you think it's more his mental approach? He seems like to be like a coach on the field.
I think it's more of his mental approach. I mean, it seems like he studied a lot of film, and he knows – I feel like he knows the play right before it even happens, and he's always in the right positions to make plays. And another thing is his explosiveness and being able to get to the ball as quickly as he can, and he's always around the ball. So I think that's one of the things that make him who he is.
So are you a Steelers fan?
Yeah. Being up in Pittsburgh is pretty tough not to be.
Okay, so Steeler fan. So what would that be? What would that mean to you if you were drafted by the Steelers, or if you, you know, made their active roster? What do you think that would mean to you to go to your favorite team, Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think it'll mean a lot. I think it'll mean more to my family because they're diehard Steelers fans, and they'll be super excited and they'll be able to root for me. I mean, even in their own team. So I think it'll mean more to my family.
So would you rather play for the Steelers or would you rather beat them? I mean, you know, what if you went to the Ravens? What if you got to beat Troy Polamalu and you got to beat down Ben Roethlisberger? I mean, would you rather play for them or just beat down on them?
I think if I got a chance to play against Troy Polamalu, I'd rather beat him, you know, just because I'm a competitor. And I know he is too. So just being able to beat somebody that, I mean, I look up to, I mean, that'd mean more to me.
All right. We're getting some good information here. We're talking with Devontae Shannon, cornerback and safety for the Buffalo Bulls. He just completed his senior season, four-time All-MAC performer, first team. And before we go, just wanted to also ask you, you know, looking at the NFL, you must be obviously an NFL fan. Who do you think is the favorite right now to win the Super Bowl? Is it your Pittsburgh Steelers, or would you have to say that maybe the Patriots are the front runners right now?
I mean, in my head, I like to believe it's the Steelers. You know, you always want to root for your own team. And they're also in a good position to go far right now. But, I mean, you got to give your hats off to Tom Brady and the Patriots because he's playing at a high level. He has his teammates playing at a high level, and they're winning right now. So, I mean, you got to give it to them. And also, the Eagles, they're playing pretty great right now with Michael Vick and Deshaun Jackson, one of the most explosive players in the league. So, it's tough, man. It's going to come down to who wants it more. So, I'm excited.
So, if you had to pick one team to win it all, would it be the Eagles, Steelers, Patriots, or some other team?
Steelers.
All right. He's still going with his home. There it is. He's going with his hometown team there. Devontae Shannon, Buffalo Bulls, it's been a pleasure, and we look forward to having you make a name for yourself at the NFL level.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
All righty. That was Devontae Shannon, Buffalo Bulls, four-time All-MAC performer, first team, looking to make an impact at the NFL level. This has been a Player Spotlight interview. I'm your host, Robert Brewer, signing off.